But no, it's not because of that. He's been around different places, but he hasn't come right in our backyard and promoting something that I hate right across the street from us. And I don't think anybody would want to have someone. This one here, he advocates killing of gays, hating of gays. He batters women. This is his lyrics of his songs, and he hopes to go and live on that way. He can live that way, but not in our community. And I don't know how any other community would accept it. Right now, I know he's being tolerated right now. They're doing a balancing act with him down in Miami. But there's a very heavy Jamaican community down there, but there's also a very heavy gay community down there. Mm-hmm. And they are going to be protesting down there.
Banton's promoter, Peter Sams, who goes by Mr. CC, says that Banton doesn't perform the song Boom Bye Bye anymore and is baffled by the amount of attention it is getting now, 17 years after it was released.
She has 1,000 songs in her catalog. One song. I'm not defending the song. I'm not condoning it. Yes, one song, the lyrics are very offensive to a particular group. He, in turn, moved on and did hundreds of positive songs, reaching out to all race, creed, groups of people, whoever, to everyone. That includes everyone, and I would assume that includes the gays, too. Everyone, he preaches love and unity to everyone in hundreds of songs after that. My point to the gay community is, at what point are you going to consider this done and move on?
Scott Spahr books and promotes gay events in the Southeast. He says that while the Cuban Club has been put between a rock and a hard place with Banton's show, they should not go forward with the performance.
This artist's promoter is having to shop him around. What position does the Cuban Club take? What stance can they take saying, well, the Cuban Club is going to accept it, but the Ritz Ebor didn't accept it. The Hard Rock Casino sure didn't accept it. So why are you accepting it? It makes it a very monetary issue. Mm-hmm. Is money that important to you? Are you willing to sell your soul for your money? Mm-hmm. Maybe they are. But that's, from the blind eye, that's what it looks like. They said they're put in a very precarious situation. Yes, they are. But, you know, at the same time, these other places turned it down. Doesn't mean they have to follow the leader. But it does mean that, you know, they're raising an eyebrow for monetary concern. What other reason why would they want to host this man?
This isn't the first time Banton's performances have been met with controversy. Nationwide concert promoter Live Nation canceled their tour booked with Banton amidst backlash from the gay community this year. Friday's show was originally booked at the Ritz in Ybor, but they too canceled the show due to strong opposition. Patrick Montiega is on the Cuban Club's board of directors and says the Cuban Club has made changes to Banton's contract to prevent any hateful speech towards the gay community at the concert.
What we did was we added an addendum to the contract that they are signing now. The addendum would not allow the song, the controversial song, to be sung. I think it's Boom Bye Bye. And that we do not want any inflammatory remarks about the gay community spoken on stage. That if either of these things happen, that we will keep the deposit on the event. And we've also asked for security to be stepped up. And we feel those are reasonable. It allows this artist to go ahead and sing whatever songs he wants to, so long as they don't provoke violence in our community.
Do you expect the, have you had any contact with the gay community as far as their plans to protest this evening?
We've had contact with reasonable people in the gay community, and we've had some contact with unreasonable people in the gay community. We've gotten a lot of hate emails, and you know, it's... The internet speeds things up to such a point where, you know, reasonable people should take a moment to think about this. The Cuban Club became aware of this controversy yesterday afternoon. We responded to it today before lunch.
The song in question, Boom Bye Bye, was written when Banton was 15 years old, responding to an event in his hometown in Jamaica where a man raped a young boy. Angie B volunteers on WMNF's Caribbean Cruise Radio show. She says the song has been taken out of context.
Nobody talks about or listens to any of the other songs that he's sung about society and what we do to each other, what the political people over the years, what they've done to blacks as a whole. Nobody has done that. So to pick one song and condemn the man on one song, I don't think it's right.
Brian Winfield is the communications director for Equality Florida, Florida's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender rights organization. He says Boom Bye Bye isn't the only time Banton has made reference to violence against gays.
Actually, it was during 2008. that he made the statement that he was at war with gay people, expletive deleted. So he has done, not only is, you know, his claim to fame, this really horrific song that calls for the murder of gay people. So we know that his promoters and spokespeople like to say this is a song he wrote when he was 15, and it's a thing of his past. And we know that that's just not true. They've stopped concerts in recent years because he started to sing the song in Miami, right here in Florida, in 2006. He sang the song in a concert, and he has made statement after statement after statement condemning gay people and inflaming the sentiment of the murder music that Boom Bye Bye is.
But Banton's promoter says the sudden uprise towards Banton is being used to get publicity for the gay community.
And this has escalated this year. So what happened to last time he was at Janet Lanning to a sold-out crowd, the previous year when he was at Janet Lanning to a sold-out crowd, nobody complained, nobody protested. So what's the difference with this year? I think that they're just trying to get some publicity out of it, because I can't see any other reason. Because all this on Bridget Banton is unwarranted. Bridget Banton does not do that song. He did not do it in Melbourne. He did not do it in Jacksonville. He's not doing it tonight. He's not doing it in Miami tomorrow. He's not doing it in Orlando on Sunday.
Howard Simon, executive director for the American Civil Liberties Union of Florida, says that people should speak out on this issue.
The way to fight prejudice, the way to fight hate, requires more speech, not what the Supreme Court called enforced silence. I think people ought to be out there protesting it, but I think they ought to think twice about whether they want to give license to government to use the power of government to censor speech that government regards as ugly and offensive.
Melanie Mignon is a hostess and manager at Ybor Streetcar Charlie's restaurant. Mignon says that Banton should expect a large outcry from Gaybor tonight.
We are a coalition and this, that, and other. We're very strong. We're very bonded with each other. You know, it's not like we're trying to, like, take over or whatever and this and another. We just watch each other's back, you know. And what's good for the community is good for each of us. So we're pretty tight with our, you know, we'll band together and just say we don't approve of this.